We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get a clear down to our right. Bobrovsky out to play this one. The final seconds begin to tick away. And that's it for this one. The Panthers, 5-2 winners tonight over the Philadelphia Flyers here at the BB&T Center. The Panthers make it back-to-back wins. So a good, solid 5-2 win here tonight. Sergei Bobrovsky, 35 saves in the win. And the Panthers, after falling behind by a goal early, take charge of this one. And we're really in control all evening long. A great victory for the Panthers here as they pick up their 11th win of the season.
Big win for the Cats last night. Time to talk to the coach right now. The Coach Quinville Show brought to you by Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant. Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. Coach Q, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Coach, before we get into everything, including last night, hey, congratulations, man. 900 wins. A couple of games though now, a 901, a little special. Come on, I know it's about the players, and don't give me that coach stuff. It's about my players, and it felt pretty good, huh?
Always good to win, and then we've had some interesting wins there going into that 10th one. We had some great comebacks. You know, the Boston one jumps out. We had a Colorado comeback. We had a New Jersey comeback in the third period that you don't usually do, and then had three in the first 10. That was a great beginning, knowing that no matter what happens in the course of a game, we stick with it. So it was a put us in a good spot where we're at today. Obviously, winning at home last night, I thought we did a lot of good things, and every line scored a goal. So it was a one of those nights where you like the production and balance, and our power play's been red hot. Barkey's line's been excellent. And, so we're doing some good things, and Bob was outstanding in his third period, too. So it was one of those nights where a lot of guys contributed, and we want to make sure that we're playing well at home, and we don't care where we win, but we like the way we're playing no matter what we're playing.
Coach, do you ever think when you started off doing this thing and go, well, I guess I'll give this coaching a try, and then, well, I'll give this head coaching thing a try, something I'd really like, and here you are, man, with 901 wins now. Did you ever think this would happen?
Not really, no. No, not really. When we're at 100, it was like, okay, this is it's gone by fast, but it's amazing how fast it's gone by. We've been in some great spots, some great teams and organizations, but I didn't envision, doing this. But it's worked out well. It's been a fun change here in Florida. Here we got a good group. The guys get along so well here, and it's a fun group to coach. There's a lot of talent here. We're still scraping the surface of how good we can be. So it's been some good progress to date, but I still think we got a ways to go to get where we want to get to. And it's been fun working with these guys, and we want to make sure that we feel that we can be better, and that's encouraging. That's exciting, and time flies when you're doing that. So it's kind of been the way it's gone.
Coach, I always wonder, because we always talk about the hockey teams, most of them through the years with different coaches have always said, I got great guys. Have you ever had a team where the chemistry, you had certain egos, it didn't always hit it off, or are most of the teams like the one you have now and have really good chemistry?
Every team's different, and I think that, there's always teams that, whether the chemistry is perfect or there's chemistry where, everybody's, it could be a little fraction as far as, I don't want to say clicky, but there's certain groups that, the togetherness is a little noticeable, but, at the bottom line is no matter how the guys are, when everybody comes to play and everybody's supportive of one another, everybody's rooting for one another, internal peer pressure is the best type of accountability that you can get. So I still think that no matter how the guys are, I still think that's always been in place. And I think here it makes it a lot easier making sure that the accountability's in place, the fun factor. We want to help one another. We see the enjoyment when guys score or other guys score or other guys block a shot or other guys got another guy's back after hits and things like that. So all that stuff comes together, and it's necessary over the course of a season, and it adds up, and I think you can build off of that as it goes along as well. And but the guys are pretty encouraged right now the way things are going, and it's fun watching them enjoy the game.
Yeah, Coach, 4 out of the last 5, 6-2-1 in the last 9. Team's playing well. And when you hear the guys talk after the game, I think the number one thing you hear from all of them is we're a very confident locker room right now. The confidence is very high in that locker room right now. Obviously, winning brings that, but the team is really just clicking right now.
Yeah, I think we've been improving with the puck. We've scored some nice goals. We've got a couple of fortunate plays, but you got a guy Connolly last night scores a goal from the goal line there. One of those, but he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was trying to do, and it was one of those shots that we don't expect to score, and goes in the net. And we you look across all the lines. All the lines can't score. All the lines got some skill and can make plays, and our D offensively is contributing to our possession game. But I think that's the area where we've been getting better and doing some good things in the offensive zone. And you don't have to check as much when we do keep the puck. But if we do check well, we get to keep the puck more too. So it works hand in hand.
Coach, I know Borowski has played better going back to third period against the Rangers and then again last night with 35 saves. But now that Roberto Luongo is working with the team, whatever his position, if there's one guy like superstars always listen to is another guy that's been there and has a resume like him. Has Roberto talked to Bobrovsky, or is that something that you're open to if he ever needs somebody to talk to? Or, hey, are you seeing something I'm not doing that I was doing before? Is that on the plate, or is Roberto's job completely different?
No, Roberto's been around. He's here every day. I mean, he's got, he sees the game well. I think he's got a great rapport with, and I think good. I know he's got a great rapport with Tells. And, I think they talk all the time about Bob and the goalies and the situation. And Tells got a great rapport with these guys. And, as far as the technical stuff, how they're working with the everyday preparation with the goalies, we leave that up to Tells. And Tells, they talk all the time with Lou and the two of them got a great idea on goaltenders or how they see the game overall. I mean, Lou's got a lot of familiarity with our D in front of the goalie as well, which helps not just Lou, but I should say Lou, but Tells, but helps our coaching staff. But he's absorbing a lot. You got to commend him on how he's handled the transition from being a goalie and that everyday thing to being part of management now. So he's enjoying being around the coaching staff and the management team and learning every day. And he's gone down to Springfield seeing the games, and but he watches closely. I'm sure he's got the perspective of what goes through the goalie's mind over the course of the game, and he knows what Bob's going through every day. And I think it helps all the goalie discussions between the goalies. He's got a good opinion as well.
Barkov had a goal and an assist last night. 5 goals in November. Coincidence or not, he's playing well, and the team has been a little hot lately.
Barkey's been great. That line, Yubi's been great. Dad's is dangerous every shift. So the three of them, they really, really stepped it up here, and as good as Liner is playing in the league right now. So they have the puck a lot. They're scoring all kinds of different goals. Their power play's been lethal, even though it didn't score last night. We had probably had some of the best looks we've had all year, and each one of them probably could say, they had one of those A-plus chances that they should have buried. So it's a they're getting better in their non-puck game, and I think that's helping them play a little bit more with it. So it's a it's been great to see. Barkey's got more pace to his game, more possession, and you got to love the way he competes and prepares.
Hey, Coach, the power play, well, by the way, is really good last year, but it's back in the top 5 again. What have you noticed different or that's made it so successful? What's going on with the power play?
I give them all credit. Bruno works with them. I think be it off our entries, we get set up in the zone with possession. There's so many different looks, and I think Yan's at the top. His patient level play recognition really, really keeps the penalty killers at bay, where all of a sudden you got to respect the shots off the side with Ubi and Hoff, and then all of a sudden you got down low with Barkey at the net, and all of a sudden you got that bumper in the middle with Dads. We got to respect that shot. So everybody, almost whoever has the puck,
yeah,
they've got two or three options when they get it. So I think that really is disruptive to the penalty killers, and we create some great looks and some great finish and some timely goals as well. But it's tough to defend. Give them all credit because they all can bring something to the table. I'm only talking about the first unit, but the other unit's been fine as well. But the top unit has been very dangerous with so many different options when they do get the puck.
All right, Coach, I got to ask you something away from your team because somebody asked me, and I said, you know, that's legit. Your old team, Chicago, you still follow? You still got a couple of your horses still playing at a high level, Patrick Kane and the gang. Do you still see from time to time you check to see how some of your old players are playing?
I didn't watch him at all last year after I was gone, but I keep an eye on him. Yeah, okay. We're watching all the teams play, but the Kaner's got it going. When he's playing like he is right now, I mean, he's as good as there is in a long time in the game because he's got the puck, and man, he's dangerous. And it's like we were saying, the Chancellor, and I had the privilege of coaching him. It's like he got better every year, and he continued to get better last year, and here he is going again. So he's one of those guys that finds the way to improve his individual skills over the course of the season or off season, and builds off of that. And you know, he gets a little stronger, gets a little quicker, finds a little different ways to create a little bit that he hadn't have in his game, and he works on that. And all of a sudden, his hands are spectacular, his patience, and he wants the puck. So I keep an eye on what he tries to do to improve himself individually, but he really enhances your team game.
Coach, the hockey fan, of course he's checking out the other.
Well, not everybody. Like you said, sometimes, you stay and kind of keep an eye on certain guys to see how they're playing, especially if you were involved in bringing them up or in the draft and stuff. You got a little interest there and relationships that are built up. But that guy, I can't believe he's only 30 years old. Is he 30, 31 years old? My God, the numbers every year.
He's played a lot of hockey. His numbers are spectacular. He was a big factor in us having some success. And what you like about him, he always wants the puck. And when he gets the puck as a defending team, you're in trouble. So he really puts you in some tough spots. But you got to love players who want the puck.
Anaheim at home Thursday at 7 o'clock. The puck will drop at the BB&T. Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very
much. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You right, too.
Coach Quinville Show brought to you
He's having a good day.
He is. It's nice to have the coach on after a win and not a loss. Brought to you by Checkers Old Munch and German Restaurant. Brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munch and German Restaurant in Pompano Beach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.